have a D when the wind's not a blowing, and they have a sack over that barrel with just a little opening, just enough to drop the feathers in as they pick them off of the goose. Because if the whole top was open, just almost the air would blow them away. There's a lot.
That was what she was asking me about, because she couldn't figure out how that would work.
And it's just a tiny place to drop the feathers in.
Let's see. What do you say to your friends on December the 25th when you first see them?
Happy Merry Christmas.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say Christmas gift as a greeting?
Yeah, I have.
Now, who says, is that the colored people who say that or the white people say that?
Well, I've heard people say that, but I always thought it was more or less a joke, Christmas gift or something like that. I didn't think they really meant it. I thought it was just say that.
And what about on the 1st of January? What do you think?
Happy New Year.
If somebody's been visiting you and he's just leaving, you say, oh, I'm so glad you came to see me, and do...
come back.
Okay, fine. If you were trying to drive a nail into the wall, and you missed the nail and you hit your fingers, what would you say?
Ow!
Okay. Can you think of any other expressions that you might use or that other people might use in that kind of situation?
Well, some people let out an ugly word. But I wouldn't.
Do you ever say shucks? I mean to...
Oh, shucks.
Yeah,
like that. Don't go just right.
Okay. And do you ever say land sakes?
Or for land's sake, what made you do that?
Okay, fine. If somebody does something that strikes you as very strange, you say, my goodness, the very...
oddity.
When you first see a friend of yours, that you had, well, if you just, let's say if you go to town in the morning, you first see a friend, what do you say to your friend in the morning?
Good morning, I
guess. And then what's the next thing you say?
How are you getting along?
Okay, that's fine. When you're introduced to a stranger, what do you say to the stranger?
Pleased to meet you.
When you were growing up, did your parents teach you to say yes sir and yes ma'am?
They don't now, do they?
No.
They did.
No ma'am.
They did then.
Yes
sir, we had to say yes ma'am and no ma'am to older folks, grown folks. And we said it to them. We didn't say
ma'am.
Yes and no to mom and daddy.
And did you teach your children to say ma'am and sir?
Well, I did when they were little, they'd say that, but like other things, they got out of it.
Okay.
But I did. I'd tell them to say yes ma'am and no ma'am when they were little.
What do you call the place where you can go in town and buy well, your canned goods and meat and...
grocery store.
If you run out of groceries, and if you run out of a few other things too, you might say, I've got to go to town and do some...
shopping.
And if you go into a store and buy something, well, let's say you went into the store yesterday and bought something, and the man took a piece of paper and...
wrapped it.
Okay, and then when you got home, you...
unwrapped it.
Okay.